Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we thank you right now that your loving kindness is everlasting and will never fail us. Lord God, we pray right now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins. Father God, we are eternally grateful that there is now no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And Father, we thank you that as far as the heavens are high above the earth, so it is also that your mercy toward us is great for those of us who fear you and reverence you. We thank you now, Lord God, that as far as the east is from the west is equivalent to the distance of you removing our transgressions away from us. And Father, we thank you that you have cast all of our sins in the depths of the sea. Father God, we thank you for the measure of faith that you have given to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. And today we will be good stewards over the portion of faith that you have given to each and every one of us. Father God, your word says that if we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, that any mountain shall be removed and nothing shall be impossible unto us. So, Father, we pray that any hindrances that may prohibit our prayers from being effective be removed now today in the mighty name of Jesus. We command that every plot and every assignment of Satan be canceled against us now in the name of Jesus. We use our authority now that has been given to us through Christ Jesus to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that your word will never return to you void, but it will prosper in the thing which you have sent it out to do. And Lord God, I pray that we will prosper in health, even as our soul will prosper. Father God, your word tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So Father God, we thank you now for wisdom and understanding. We thank you that we understand that when we fear you, we actually give you reverence, respect, and honor, because God, you are the great I am. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, and you are the author and finisher of our faith. And Father, we thank you that we understand that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you have given us power, love, and a sound mind. So Lord, today we transmute doubt and we interchange the spirit of fear with deep respect for you and towards you. Today we bind the spirit of fear, which will cause us to have anxiety, which will cause us distress in our emotions. We bind the spirit of doubt, which will cause us mental uncertainty and will compel us to make doubtful and unwise decisions, and will cause us to be hesitant about what is true. Father God, your word is true. Lord God, we thank you that we are sanctified and we are blessed and purified through your truth. We cast down lack of faith right now, and we reject lack of faith right now in the name of Jesus. Today we walk and we live in faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We allow faith to be our sight today. We allow our faith in God to be evident in our lives today. Father God, in your presence is where we find the fullness of joy. We decree and declare undeniable and unspeakable joy over our lives today. Lord God, we thank you that you have given us peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, that our hearts are not troubled, nor do we need to be afraid, because you keep us in perfect peace. We thank you, God, that because of your perfect peace, our minds are stayed on you, because we trust only in you, Father God. So right now, we decree and declare peace over our lives today. We decree and declare that peace will overtake our minds today. Peace that goes beyond what we can ever see. Peace that supersedes over every situation, every circumstance, every problem, and every trial that we may face. And Father God, from this day forward, we will continue to walk and live in faith. We will continue to walk and live in love. We will continue to walk and live in peace. We will continue to walk and live in obedience to your word, because your word is true. God, your word is quick and powerful, and your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Father God, thank you now that Satan has already been defeated. We thank you and we praise you now that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise you now that you are the only true and wise God, and we give you all the honor and all the glory. And Father God, we seal this prayer today with the blood of Jesus, and we believe your word over our lives to be so, and it shall not be any other way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.